Good morning, my friends, and welcome to more inconvenience for the Executive Committee of the Laramie County Republican Party, courtesy of yours truly. From high above all other pedantic and puerile forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. Honestly, the more I look at this whole Laramie County Republican Party mess, the more I'm convinced that you couldn't make this stuff up. There is no better example of a group of people that are so detached from those whom they are supposed to represent that they completely disregard even their own bylaws. And still, when they're called on it, they insist that they're doing things the right way. When they are held accountable for their actions, they decide to lash out by passing resolutions demanding that those who are trying to hold them accountable resign their duly elected precinct positions. To the 1828, autocracy is defined as independent power, supreme, uncontrolled, unlimited authority or right of governing in a single person. One of the main reasons that we have a republic is to prevent autocratic power. That's what elections are for, to prevent one person from exercising their will over the majority. And when you listen to the interview that I'm going to play for you here in just a little bit, you'll see that that is exactly what is being attempted in the Laramie County Republican Party. And I'm not exaggerating at all. We put bylaws in place to make sure that there's not one person that can take control of an entire body, that it is the body itself that sets the rules, not the person that is in a position of power. But when that one person, elected or otherwise, assumes powers that exceed those of the body, they, by definition, become an autocrat and must be removed. So why am I making such a big deal out of this whole mess down in Laramie County? It's simple. What begins in corruption ends in corruption. And it is a fact that the power that most directly affects people's lives starts at the local level. And so, the most important elections are at the local level. And I'm telling you, citizens in Laramie County are getting screwed by the executive committee of their local Republican Party. And look at it another way. If the county Republican Party in our capital city can't get things right, how can we expect that any other county in the state will be able to do that? Today, the Laramie County Republican Party is holding a meeting in which two resolutions will be presented. One, asking for all the precinct people that are trying to hold the executive committee accountable to resign. And the other one is asking Chairwoman Danny Olson to resign. We all know which one needs to be passed, but we also know which one is more likely to be passed. If they had any scruples, the entire executive committee in Laramie County would resign today for disenfranchising every single Republican in Laramie County. But they're probably not going to do that. So what I have for you is an interview with the Wyoming Republican Party National Committee Woman, Nina Weber. She was present at the Laramie County Convention, and she can confirm all of the bylaws violations that were committed by the Laramie County Republican Party Executive Committee. So here we go. Here's my conversation with Nina Weber. Nina Weber is the Wyoming National Committee Woman, or the Wyoming Republican Party National Committee Woman, and she was present at the Laramie County Republican Party Convention. Thought I'd invite her on the program just to get a firsthand account of what actually went on. Nina, welcome to Cowboy State Politics.
Thank you, David. Happy to be here.
You were at the convention, correct?
Yes, I was, on March 5th. Yes, I was down there for the legislative session, and I also attended the Laramie County Convention.
I guess my first question is, I have heard from numerous people that really the Laramie County Executive Committee just really didn't allow participation from the floor. Is that what happened? Can you just tell us a little bit, like, your thoughts on what happened?
You know, David, you bring up a really interesting point. I mean, even when you look at the Laramie County Convention agenda, when you look and you see who's doing the pledge or who's doing the credentials report or the bylaws committee, things like that, and they all have a name by them, what I found to be really kind of weird was the nominating committee. It doesn't have anybody listed for who would be talking about that. So definitely when I was there, there was a lot of people. it was packed. There was a lot of people there, a lot of people wanting to see how things were going to go on in Laramie County. I was sitting in the back as a visitor, and there was quite a few of us back there as well. When it came to the part where when they were talking about, they went through their county business step by step as they had it laid out in their agenda. When it came time for the nominating committee to give a report or to talk about who the delegates were, there was a big screen and a list of names already were filled in, and the chairman had said something like, the list was prepared, and these are the delegates for our state convention.
Well, wait a minute. She can't do that. She can't just decide these are the people that are going.
You know, to the credit of the Laramie County Republicans, that became very apparent that that wasn't the way it should have been. There were folks starting to speak up at the microphone saying, wait a second, this isn't right. We didn't vote on these. One man in particular, Ben Horneck, he was the one I remembered the most. He was at the microphone and he stated, I'm looking at this list, and most of the people on this list don't even come to the meetings. I come to all of the meetings, and I wanted to be a delegate, and my name's not even on there.
Well, it's probably because Ben Horneck questions pretty much everything that Chairwoman Olson does.
I can see where they may have some conflict. So when Ben also was talking to Chairman Olson, he said, who came up with the list? And the chairman had stated the nominations committee. And Ben Horneck had made a comment about, what about nominations from the floor? Or what about secret ballots? That's how our laws, our bylaws state we will do this. Chairman Olson then made some comments about, oh gosh, we don't have to worry about that. Most of these delegates won't go anyway, and anybody who would be listed as an alternate would probably move up. She then had made some comments like, well, let's take nominations from the floor for alternates. And I think we have 26 that we can take, and people started listing names for alternates.
Well, the interesting thing about, and let me just interrupt you for a minute if I could. If you read their bylaws, it says that the delegates have to be selected by the number of votes. The only way that you can do that is if you actually have an election. Now, I was told that they had their list of people that were pre-selected by their committee, and that there was a just like a vote of like unanimous consent. Like a consent agenda. Let's just approve them all. Is that what happened?
That is what happened. And I do think they did get the votes to like a consent list, even with the multiple people standing up and saying, hey, wait a second, this isn't done right. We don't agree with this.
No, that's amazing, because in the credentials committee at our state convention, and she didn't even bring up that there was a consent agenda. Well, of course she didn't bring it up, but I mean, just amazing that you have somebody questioning the process by which delegates were elected to the state convention. Their chairman stands up and just says, oh, no, there was no problem there. The only problem is, you know, we didn't list the alternates in order of how many votes they got. That was the only thing she brought up, Nina.
You know, David, what I saw down there is there was a lot of concern. Republicans saying, wait a second, this isn't done right. What can we do? And because I was sitting in the back, a lot of us who were visitors there or not delegates to that convention were having the very same conversation. One of the questions that came up was, well, who's even on the nominations committee?
Exactly.
So when you think about that, I don't know who was on the nominations committee. But it definitely made it seem on March 5th that this list of all of the delegates that were chosen were done like intentional or in secret, or not everybody of the body even had a chance to say, hey, wait, let's vote. Because it does state, you know, secret ballot. It does state in the bylaws about how these delegates are chosen. And it's really a big deal. For people who don't know, this, when you come to the state convention to represent your county, you are representing every Republican there in your county. and you're voting on and having conversations and even discussions, whether you're for it or against it, on everything from the platform, resolutions, bylaws, everything. These folks are elected to be delegates to represent us in our counties. It's a huge deal.
You know, just from the outside, like I wasn't at the convention, you were, but just from the outside, it looks like there's, you know, a small group of people that they've decided how things are going to work in their county, and, you know, votes be damned, they're going to do it their way. And I mean, that's not how our process works at all.
No, it isn't. And when we have these bylaws and rules for engagement, if we're going to follow the rules and be a party of rules, then we should be following them, even if we might not agree with how everything might not go my way. But everything will go the way of the people who are coming to the meetings and engaged with the party and engaged with the politics of the party.
So let's talk about the secret ballot for just a minute, because that was one of the issues that came up at the state convention. And I'm just going to read you their bylaws. I'd like you to explain, if you could, why having a secret ballot is important, because I think that's a point that's just been sort of glossed over. So let me just read this to you. It's just a couple sentences. Voting for delegates, and again, I'm reading from the Laramie County Republican Party bylaws. Voting for delegates to national and state conventions will be done by some form of secret ballot determined by the County Executive Committee. All Republican Party of Laramie County delegates to the state conventions will be voted by delegates of the Republican Party Laramie County Convention. So their bylaws specifically say that delegates have to be chosen by secret ballot. So two questions. First, is that what happened? And second, why is a secret ballot important?
To answer your first question, that did not happen on March 5th at the Laramie County Convention. A consent list was put up on a big screen. The names were already filled in. And it was, if you didn't know, if nobody spoke up in that meeting in Cheyenne, you would not have known that it shouldn't have gone that way. But it is supposed to go by the way of voting. The delegates get to vote on who gets to come to the state convention. But if you didn't know it and you didn't know all the bylaws, you may think, oh gosh, this is how it's supposed to be done. And for many people, there were a lot of new faces there. For many people, I bet a few probably thought, wait a second, is this how it's supposed to be done? Wow, how do I get on that list? And you probably go down a rabbit hole thinking what to do, how to do, who do I talk to, things like that, instead of actually being anybody and everybody who is there has the right to be nominated and put on a ballot to go on a list to be voted on to be a delegate. So that didn't happen for sure. I feel that the reason it would be important for a secret ballot is all of the delegates in there truly were a lot of new faces. And I know that some of them really wanted to be a delegate. I talked to them before that nominations happened. I talked to them, you know, on breaks and at lunch, and I've known them from some of that community from the legislative session. And, you know, the importance of having the ballot process or the secret ballot process is you can put down any name that you choose. And one of the things is let's say there's a power play in your Republican Party. Like maybe you have a group that thinks possibly more liberal than you do.
Frontier Republicans?
Possibly that way, exactly. And you might not want to have, you know, some influence put on you like, oh, you need to vote for her or you need to vote for him because this is the way we do it. Maybe you actually have met some people who are really strong on the Constitution or they really like the Republican Party platform. And, you know, election integrity has been part of our Republican platform and in the very top as one of the concerns and things we should follow, election integrity. I would say, gosh, we are certainly mixing it up here with Laramie County and election integrity. So when people were taken that their right to say, gosh, I would like to nominate this newer person or I would like to nominate this other person that might not have been on, on a, I don't know, the popular kids list or the consent list as we saw it in Laramie County, I mean, when you take that away, it's almost like, wow, we're being told what to do, how to think, when to vote, and how to do that. I mean, it almost makes you feel like, was this done intentionally? I don't really know. And was this really meant to rig this election? All these questions start coming up that do one thing, and that's put doubt on the Laramie County Republican leadership.
You know, there's an article out, I think it came out yesterday, and it was written by one of the founders of the Frontier Republicans. And he basically, well, he does literally say that the state central committee is being run like a totalitarian state. So there are people on the other side, Frontier Republicans, that are trying to say that, you know, the folks that do run the Wyoming Republican Party, they're the ones that are making all the decisions. And that's not true. And one of the ways that we make sure that doesn't happen is that we have elections that are transparent, that we go by the bylaws, and that everybody understands exactly what has transpired. And this whole incident with Laramie County, I mean, it shines a light on just about every county. You know, people need to make sure be aware of what's happening in their county to make sure that elections are done, you know, credibly, and they're done with transparency. And I don't see how that was the case at all in Laramie County.
I think you're right, David. When I think of my own county here in Park County or the other counties I've been involved with, elections are pretty serious business. And when you think about who you're representing in your county, in your precinct, and everybody else, it's kind of like we just taken that right away because we think it should be this and we don't want your opinion. How many times have people come up to you? I know they've come up to me and said, I'm sick of this good old boy system. What can I do to get involved? And, you know, you bring up something that, you know, had started a huge fire in the state of Wyoming, burning so red hot across our state. And that has to do with Representative Cheney.
Yeah.
Remember when she started not wanting to represent us?
It was something like, I'll get the count for us, but it was like 600 days ago.
Oh, that's right. You have the, how many days has it been calendar count?
That's true.
Yeah. And I think when people started saying, wait a second, if you're representing me, I want to see you here. I want to talk with you. I want you to be in front of me. I mean, we have, in Park County, there has been an increase in new membership to all of the Republican parties, whether it's the GOP party, whether it's the Republican women's group, whether it's conservative groups. People are wanting to take action and be effective and making sure to vet the candidates who have the same ideas and ideals that they have. And a lot of them are coming right from the Republican Party platform.
It constantly blows my mind, Nina, that you look at the Republican Party platform and there isn't a single thing on there that I think anybody could disagree with. Maybe we might quibble on, you know, some of the finer details, but really as a whole, I don't think there's a single one of those planks in the platform that most people would disagree with. And yet we have factions across the state. They insist, oh, we don't have to follow the Republican Party platform. Well, my question is, okay, that's fine, but could you please explain which parts you don't agree with?
Yes, you bring up a really good point. When I've heard people in all across our state saying, oh, yes, I'm running as a Republican, I have these values, and when they make statements such as, oh, well, I am pro-life, but I really would like some other, I would vote differently when it came to legislation to let her take care of her own body and make other decisions. And it's like, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth. You're for the Republican Party. You're for the Republican Party platform. You're running as a Republican. And we expect you to be a Republican, not a Republican that you think is different than, which is stated all across everywhere for everybody to see. If you don't want to talk about, oh, what part of the platform you don't believe in, or you don't want to get into, oh gosh, there's just not that many. You know, I only have to follow 80% of it. You know, there's, and I do mostly. Well, What part do you not?
Exactly.
Nobody can sit here and keep guessing about what you're going to do. If you don't want to be a Republican and follow the Republican Party platform in the state of Wyoming, then don't run as a Wyoming Republican.
Well, you and I both know why people that fundamentally disagree with our core beliefs run as a Republican. It's because they wouldn't get elected running as a Democrat.
It seems to me they have plenty of support in their own groups that they could get elected anywhere.
Right.
I don't know why they want to quiver over, oh gosh, let's talk about the big issue that's coming up right now and has been. I mean, we are going to hear some decisions on Roe v. Wade. We're going to hear that. You know how many times I've looked in the paper and unfortunately got to see the Red Star posting articles that are only one-sided?
All the time.
All the time. People know better. And we have no other avenue. I mean, these newspapers who talk about just making it one-sided opinion pieces, whatever happened to good journalism and actually reporting both sides and letting the reader make those decisions? It's just poor, poor, poor journalism, straight across the board.
Really, there isn't a conservative news outlet in the state, or not even that. I mean, I don't even know that there's a fair news outlet in the state. You know, it's like one thing I try to do on my program is give you the facts. Hey, the articles I mentioned, they're on the website. You can go read them for yourself and make it very clear. All right, these are the facts. Now, this part is my opinion. You know, I try really hard to do that, but there again, it's an opinion show and everybody knows that. You know, newspapers, totally different. You know, the Casper Star Tribune or the Pravda on the Platte, it's referred to as the paper of record. Okay, so if it's the paper of record, that means you should actually report the record, I would think. It's like you said, it's just a slew of opinion pieces, none of which actually give people a straight account. So let me switch topics real quick. You're running for the House of Representatives, right?
Correct. House District 24.
Okay, and that that pretty much covers Cody, or where would your district be at?
It starts in Cody, and it comes through most of the town and down through the South Fork, the North Fork, and up into Yellowstone.
Okay, wow, that's actually a pretty big area.
It is kind of a big area, yes.
What prompted you to run for the Wyoming State House?
What made me decide to put my name in, I had ran for this position 2 years ago. I imagine the people that I talked with here, which were hundreds, and they had said, we want somebody to represent us this way. And luckily for me, the this way happened to be with the Republican Party platform and values that I hold dearly. So after going down and spending many days and weeks at the legislative session or looking, as many people have, on Zoom meetings and watching these committee meetings saying, oh gosh, we're here to help you. And I thought, wow, okay, this is really great. People are getting involved. People understand how to find out more information about the people representing them. And still, in the last 2 years, 3 years, there's been people that come up to me and say, gosh, what I'm being told and how I'm being represented is not the same thing. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? Well, I was told that this person is a Republican and they're voting. They have my best interest at heart. And I'm like, how do you feel when somebody tells you that? And she said, well, I feel like they're not really being honest with me and not really being on the forefront of everything that's going on. And you look at our last session, there was a lot of COVID monies that were being able to be spent. Personally, I think we should have just said, no, let's not take any more of the federal funds and send it back. That is not what the legislators chose to do. And many times they were saying, gosh, I have your best interest at heart, and they're sitting there voting to increase these programs that we can't sustain, give money to these ideas that are never going to go anywhere. And I just feel it's really wrong that the taxpayers and the hardworking people in my county, as well as our state, are going to be, you know, we're going to be on the hook for all of for paying this back. I don't even know if my grandkids would be able to pay this back. So in Park County, more people have said to me, we need somebody. We want you. You are the somebody. You need to run again. I trust you. You have told me what's been going on in the legislative sessions and committee meetings. I like your stance on politically. I like your stance on pro-life. I like your stance on no more new taxes. I'm sure in your area, too, there's this thing called the property taxes have come out.
Oh, boy.
I know in our area, they have gone up as much as the highest, 45%. One of my friends built they built some property here. They came from another state to get away from the more liberal views, and they wanted to come to a real conservative state. They bought property. They built a house. Their property taxes went up $7,000.
Whoa.
I can say that right now, I'm not guessing what their finances are. They might be okay with making that adjustment, but they're not going to be when it's time for retirement age. How many people do you know, and I know, and I have spoken to, or they have spoken with me about, wow, I'm on a fixed income. I've worked hard my whole life to keep this little place that I call home, and I love it here, but I'm not going to be able to stay here.
It's tragic. And, you know, frankly, the way that we assess property taxes is broken. You can't have somebody that, you know, their house is worth, you know, X dollars today, and then a year from now, when they haven't made any improvements whatsoever, the taxes jump $7,000. I mean, that's not right.
That's not right. And why are we paying on these gains today when it's very possible that these prices will be going back down in a matter of time? Do I know when that'll be? No, I don't. I don't know when it'll be. But it certainly may be not in time for many of the folks around here and in our state. It won't be in time before they lose their property or it comes up on a tax sale.
We'll do a more complete interview about your candidacy here pretty soon. I just wanted to give you an opportunity to tell everybody that you were running and that what your planks were in your campaign. Is there anything else that you want to cover before I let you go today?
Yes, sure. Again, my name is Nina Weber. I am seeking election to the State House Representative, House District 24. And I would, my website is ninaweber.com. Please check it out.
Right on. Well, thank you again, Nina. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, David.
So if you're a registered Republican in Laramie County and what you just listened to makes you mad, you should make it a point to show up at that meeting. Find out where it's being held and show up. There aren't that many things that are true in politics, but one of them is that it really makes politicians uncomfortable when a large group of disgruntled citizens shows up to confront them. If there were ever a time for that to become necessary, it's today at the Laramie County Republican Party meeting. Show up and make your voices heard. Well, that'll do it for this episode. Good luck, Laramie County citizens. Have a good day, and we'll talk again tomorrow. Oh, and one more thing. Laramie County Republican Party Executive Committee, I hope you have a fabulous meeting, and I really hope there's a large group of Laramie County citizens to make you answer for what you've done to them. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.